Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so before we get into all the glitz and glamour, we need to start with something that's going to absolutely break your heart, because mine is completely shattered. Nicole Kidman, our Australian queen, has opened up about one of the most devastating moments of her life, and girl, I'm not okay. Okay, so, Nicole was in Venice, you know, probably looking absolutely stunning as she always does, when she got the call. The call that her mom had passed away. And listen, I don't care if you're a massive Hollywood A-lister worth millions when you lose your mom. That pain is universal, isn't it? She said she felt like she didn't know how she would be able to continue on without her mom, and that her mother was so much a part of my existence. Girl, I'm literally tearing up right now because, can you imagine? You're in this beautiful, romantic city, probably there for work or some fabulous event, and then your whole world just stops. The thing that gets me about Nicole is that she's always been so private about her personal life, you know? She keeps her cards close to her chest, but when she does share something this intimate, it just reminds you that behind all that glamour and those incredible performances, she's just a daughter who lost her mom. And being alone in a foreign city when that happens, the audacity of life to be that cruel sometimes. I've always admired how Nicole carries herself with such grace, but knowing she was going through this, it just makes you appreciate her strength even more, doesn't it? Now, speaking of legends we've lost, we need to talk about Don Schlitz. Now, you might be thinking, Tasha, who is Don Schlitz? But girl, you know his work. This man wrote The Gambler. Yes, that song. The Kenny Rogers classic that literally everyone knows. Don passed away at 73, and honestly, what a legacy to leave behind. I mean, The Gambler isn't just a song, it's practically a life philosophy. You've got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. I've literally used that advice in my dating life more times than I care to admit. The tribute to him said, he carried that love into every room, every stage, and every lyric he ever wrote, and that's beautiful, isn't it? That's how you want to be remembered, as someone who brought love everywhere they went. Country music has lost a proper icon, and I just think it's important we acknowledge these behind-the-scenes legends who create the soundtrack to our lives. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? Let's shift gears completely, because we need to talk about this breakthrough prize ceremony that happened, and girl, the star power at this event was absolutely mental. So first of all, can we just appreciate what this event actually is? Because it's not just another excuse for celebrities to get dressed up and take pictures, though they absolutely did that and looked incredible doing it. This ceremony celebrates the world's top scientists and gives out more than £15 million in prizes annually. 15 million? That's serious money for serious research. And the fact that we had Anne Hathaway, Robert Downey Jr., and Margot Robbie there, I'm screaming! Like, when was the last time you saw science get this much A-list attention? It's giving me life, because finally, finally, we're celebrating the people who are actually changing the world instead of just, I don't know, whoever's feuding on social media this week. But let's be real for a second. We're all here for the fashion too, aren't we? And the red carpet at this breakthrough prize ceremony was absolutely serving. Anne Hathaway showed up looking like the princess she is. That woman has not aged a day since the Princess Diaries, I swear on my life. And Gigi Hadid, girl was glowing. You know when someone just has that energy where they look like they're having the best time of their life? That was Gigi at this event. She's been having such a moment lately, and honestly, good for her. Then we had Salma Hayek, who, listen, that woman is 57 years old and looks better than I did at 25. The audacity of her genetics. She was absolutely radiant, and you just know she was probably the most interesting person to talk to at that entire event because Salma always brings the intelligence and the glamour. What I love about events like this is that it's giving us a different side of Hollywood, you know? Instead of the usual drama and feuds and who's dating who nonsense, we're seeing these massive stars use their platform to celebrate actual achievements. It's giving substance. It's giving purpose. And I'm here for it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I live for the messy drama too. That's literally my job. But there's something refreshing about seeing Robert Downey Jr., who's conquered Hollywood and the Marvel Universe, showing up to celebrate scientists who are probably working on cures for diseases or solving climate change or, I don't know, figuring out how to make my Wi-Fi work better. And can we talk about how this shows that intelligence is actually attractive? Like, the fact that all these gorgeous, successful people are turning up to celebrate brains over, well, whatever usually gets celebrated in Hollywood these days. It's giving me hope for humanity, to be honest. The whole thing just makes me think. Imagine being one of those scientists, right? You've probably spent years, maybe decades, working on some incredibly complex research that most of us couldn't understand if we tried. And then suddenly you're at this glamorous ceremony with actual movie stars celebrating your work. That must feel absolutely surreal. I also love that this is becoming an annual thing because it shows that this isn't just a one-off publicity stunt. There's real commitment here to making science cool and accessible and using celebrity power for something genuinely positive. Plus, let's be honest, any event that gets Anne Hathaway, Gigi Hadid, and Salma Hayek in the same room is automatically going to produce some incredible fashion moments. And fashion at a science ceremony? That's a crossover I never knew I needed, but now I'm obsessed with. It's also making me realize how many celebrities are probably way more intelligent than we give them credit for. I mean, you don't just show up to these things without having some genuine interest or understanding of what's being celebrated. Maybe there's more depth to Hollywood than all the surface-level drama suggests. Although, let's be real, I'll still be here tomorrow, dishing about whatever messy drama unfolds next, because that's what we do here. But it's nice to have these moments where we can celebrate something genuinely meaningful, too. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!